Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Good Saturday to you, Amy.
It is a good and a happy Saturday, Kirst, because we have some little people in our families on today's episode, and we are starting off with the two little people that live with you.
Yes, they're not so little anymore. They're getting bigger and bigger by the day. I've got one sitting on my lap and she might put my legs to sleep, and the other one's in another room, playing along in another room.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so good, Ollie. What good manners you have. And hey, Emmy.
Hey.
Are you excited about coming on the podcast today?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
You're just here for the fun?
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys, how are you going in isolation? You've been in isolation for about 6 weeks now. How are you coping? Emmy, why don't you tell us first?
It's hard because there's not much friends to play with. You have to play with them on Zoom. And I would actually, in the holidays, I would rather be working than be on holiday.
Oh, wow. So you were that bored, you'd prefer to do schoolwork?
Yeah.
Yep, fair enough. How are you going,
Ol? School's back. Are you doing much schoolwork?
Nope.
Is that because Facebook have just brought Kids Messenger in just as school is going back and all your friends are on chatting to you all day?
Yes, basically.
Oh, cute.
And how are you going, Ol?
And also the...
Oh, no, we're back with Emmy. No, Emmy, you go for it.
And also the teachers aren't sending me much at all.
Whoa, that's pretty good. Are they sending all the other kids much or are they just sending you not much?
And they're not sending everybody not much.
Mm.
But it's enough for some people. It's enough for some people, but it's not as much as it was last term. So I think that's what you're getting at, that it's less than it was last term.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy, most importantly, are you finding time to watch Disney Plus?
Yes. How do you know?
Because I talk to your mama all the time, so I know everything. Should we go to your brother and see how he's doing?
Yep.
How are you, Ol?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
How are you feeling in isolation?
There's a couple of rough bits, but like overall it's okay because we're not getting too much schoolwork, but it, like Amy said, we're not able to go over to friends' houses and yeah, like we can't go to Wet n Wild or like some fun places.
Yeah, that would be cool. Are you getting to do, I know you're a very active sporty kid, Ol. Are you getting to do much sport?
I feel like we're doing more, but it's not like team sports, like not like soccer, cricket team, like that stuff. But we are getting it out in the backyard, the park, lots of walks and rides,
awesome.
All that. I feel like I'm getting just a bit more sport in with Corona.
And Ol, have you been doing any decluttering while you've been in isolation? Have you gone through any of your toys or your Lego or anything like that? Or are you mainly just focused on getting through?
Yeah, I have been doing some decluttering. So I've got two drawers that I keep all my stuff in. I decluttered that. My Legos, I sorted the colours because it was kind of getting a bit messed up. So, yeah.
Oh, you're a legend.
Okay, Amy's desperate to speak again.
Yes, I can hear her whispering to you.
Ollie, you do know that was your dad, not you.
No, I've been doing it.
No, fighting silly. Over Zoom, even.
This is true sibling relationship.
Have you done any decluttering, Emily?
Not really.
No. And have you been playing cricket every day with Oliver?
Nearly.
Oh, and has he been driving us a bit batty with his obsession of cricket?
Yes. Make that a yes.
No, yeah. Editing that one out.
No, Elijah loves cricket too. So if Elijah and Ollie could be in the same state, we'd be a match made in heaven.
Maybe we should have swapped children during COVID, Amy.
No, because mine being angels, I don't want to swap them for anyone.
My children have been as well behaved as
they could ever be.
They could have been expected in
exactly.
this situation.
Exactly. Mine are just above and beyond, and I understand that is unique. And to my sisters who are ready to pull their hair out with how much I'm loving COVID, I apologize to everybody.
You were, I think you were one of the only people I know who's reveling and loving this season.
Yeah, I know three of us, two of my besties as well, are loving it, and we keep messaging each other going, I hope this never ends, we're just loving it. But we're keeping that to ourselves and our listeners. But let's go back to your kids.
Emily, what's been the hardest thing for you during COVID-19?
Not seeing my friends.
Yeah. What's been the best things about COVID-19 for you?
Watching Disney Plus a lot.
And what about getting lots of cuddles from your mummy?
That always happens. It never stops.
Oh, good mama. Ollie,
but you've been seeing me a whole lot more, so you're getting more cuddles because I'm here with you all the time. Is that true?
Yes.
Can we ask Ollie what's been the best and the worst thing about being in isolation?
The worst thing probably not seeing friends, not like getting like out and playing with friends. And the best thing, I've got two things. Seeing what Donald Trump says on the news, it's pretty funny.
Yep.
And seeing dad and mum a lot more, especially
He's staying home.
You guys have loved having daddy at home, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, another good thing, we get a lot more chocolate.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's true.
It's helped that Easter's been during COVID, hey?
Yeah, but when I say chocolate, I mean like hot chocolate cakes.
I think, Ollie, that most of the world is having more of that because it's comforting and it's nice, and it's nice to be having a hot chocolate and something to eat with the people that we love.
Agreed.
What's been one of the most frustrating things for you both during COVID-19? Has it been mummy doing podcasts every day?
No, yes, I have two things. Not seeing my friends and mummy having to do podcasts. Yesterday, days ago, my mum did a podcast with Amy's dad, and she was supposed to come and play cricket, but they had to do it again. And sad life.
Yes, that was a sad life for you. We did record with Amy's dad and it didn't record properly, so we had to do it all over again, which is super fun for Amy and I with John because he's a very funny man, but not so much fun with you guys.
No, that was not fun.
My kids Oliver, were feeling the same kids. Mine were very like, come and play with us already.
So, Oliver, have you enjoyed mummy working during COVID-19?
Let's think about it. It's a pretty hard question. No. Not at all.
It can be a bit tough, can't it, kids, when you've got two parents that are working plus your home and you're trying to manage everything. I think there's lots of kids around the world that are feeling the same as you. Have you got any suggestions on how to be resilient?
I don't know what resilient means.
Ollie, do you want to explain it to Amy?
Like tough. Just suck it up, Am.
That's perhaps not the right description of resilience. Resilience is about being able to bounce back after a hard time, Amy. So COVID-19 has been a hard time for everybody. So how do we bounce back?
We just make the best of it.
Yeah, good advice. How do you make the best of it?
Stay on the bright side.
Cool. Anything else to add, Ollie?
I don't know, try making the most out of the situation of staying at home. Maybe you can learn how to, do a different hobby, come up with a hobby that you might like, or you could play an instrument, start playing an instrument that you can do, yeah.
So, Ollie, have you picked up an instrument since you've been in COVID-19?
Yes.
What are you learning?
Well, technically I haven't picked it up.
Is it a piano?
Yes.
Have you been enjoying playing?
Yes, I was actually doing it just before.
Oh, so good. Do you know, Ollie, that Jesse, my eldest boy, he's been playing piano during COVID as well and teaching himself heaps of songs, so much so that we ended up moving the piano into his bedroom. That's how much he was playing. And he said, can I have it in my bedroom so I feel like I've got my own space? And so we moved it in there and he would play hours a day.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
I used to play 2-3 hours, but then Dad said it was too much and restricted it to half an hour.
Yeah, it's a lot of noise.
Yeah, and Ollie's been using an iPad app, so he can't even have the headphones on just to play to himself because the iPad needs to hear what he's playing to grade him.
Oh, wow, that's hardcore.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's lovely watching him, lovely listening to him learn the chords, and when the song's coming together. When the song's coming together, it's been really lovely. Okay. All right. I've got one kid who's getting very restless. So
okay, I think we're
thank
done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, kids. Can I say thank you for letting Mum come and podcast with me every day? Because even though for an hour a day, it's super frustrating for you because you can't get to your mum, there are hundreds and there are thousands of people around the world that are really appreciating the gift that your mum brings to the world through her daily podcasts. And you're helping make lots of other people really happy. So we thank you. I appreciate both of you. And go and watch some Disney Plus and have some fun.
Say that, Amy.
Sounds like a good plan.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mummy, for letting me be on your podcast.
Thank you, Mummy, for letting me be on your podcast.
Love you both very much. Thank you.
We love you too. Well, I do. I don't know about
I'm pretty sure she does too.
We all have our differences.
How rude. You're rude.
Thanks, kids.
That's super cheeky. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Elijah, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast today. Can you just tell me what amazing thing have you taught yourself to do during COVID-19?
Well, I taught myself to juggle.
What? How many things can you juggle at once?
So I can juggle 3 balls. I can almost 4 balls, and I can juggle 3 rings, and also I can juggle 3 clubs.
And what inspired you to take up juggling?
Well, there's this YouTuber that I like to watch, and he's a professional juggler. And I like,
what's his name?
I watched him. His name is Josh Horton. And I watched him, and I was like, I would really love to learn to juggle like that. So then I just learned to juggle.
You're incredible, kiddo. What has been the most challenging thing for you during COVID-19?
Probably I can't go and see my friends, and I can't go to school and hang out with them.
Yeah. It's a bit tough when you're in grade 6 too. Like, grade 6 is like the best year of high school, and you're spending a quarter of it in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You mean primary school though?
Oh, primary school, yes. Grade 6 is not high school. Elijah, tell Kirsty too what you found out the day before we went into isolation about the school musical this year.
I was going to ask him about that already.
So for my school play, the play that we're doing is Aladdin, and I got the part of Aladdin.
Yeah. So have you been practicing lots at home?
Yeah, I've been practicing a fair bit.
Have you been practicing your singing or just the lines?
Yeah, I've been practicing my lines and singing.
He's really good, Kirst. He already knows heaps, knows all the songs, and he knows quite a bit of the what it's called, like the words.
The script.
Yeah.
We did a run through last night on the couch, didn't we?
Yeah.
He said that I was overacting my parts because I'm everybody but Aladdin. So when I'm like, and I do all the voices.
When you're Jafar.
Yeah, when I'm Jafar, when I'm the parrot, when I'm Jasmine, when I'm the Sultan, and I'm like the street beggars in Agrabah. I get to be everybody but Aladdin. We have fun though, Elijah, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to be amazing. And we want to see photos now of when when it does happen. We want photos.
He's going to be the cutest Aladdin ever.
Maybe. Oh, I can only imagine. Do you know what I want you to do? This is my challenge. And Elijah, you can say no because I know your mum's never going to say no to a challenge.
Oh, no, not for challenge.
Elijah's pretty stand.
Elijah's very competitive, so he probably will want to do it too.
Okay. Do you know, Elijah, that your mum did say no to a challenge to me though, didn't she?
What was it?
The handstand challenge. And then she got you guys to fake the handstand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You helped. You were a conspirator.
Yeah. So, but here is a challenge. I would love to see, and you only have to show me, not our whole everybody, but I'm sure now everybody will want to see it. I want to see a clip of you and Mum practicing your lines and Mum doing all of the different characters and Elijah overacting Aladdin.
Do you think we could do that for them?
Yeah, we can do that.
Awesome.
Yay. Now, Elijah, your mum also has told me how amazing you are. And she hasn't just told me, she's told everybody who listens because she cannot stop singing you and Jesse's praises. But she's in particular saying how well you have set yourself up for school, homeschooling and distance learning. So can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So in my room, I have my desk and I have like everything set out. With like my books and my pencils and stuff.
You've got some magazine holders to put all your books in that you need to refer to. And
I've got a like a, what's it called?
A pencil tin?
Yeah, a pencil tin for all my like stationery.
And there's nothing else on your desk?
No, nothing else.
It's a big desk, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty big, Kirst.
Like, isn't it the same as?
It's a bit smaller than mine. So it's probably a metre deep by maybe a metre and a half wide. It's a big desk.
Oh, good. Great. And are you finding distance learning easy or challenging?
Well, it's like it's a lot easier at home because we get a lot less work than what we would usually at normal school.
Yeah, and are you taking all your breaks properly or are you just cramming it all in the morning?
No, I do have my lunch breaks and recess breaks at the same times as what I usually would at school.
Okay, because Ollie's like cramming everything in and he comes out to me at like 10:30 bleary-eyed because he's just been looking at his screen all morning, but he's like, oh, I'm done now, Mum. And I'm like, you know, you could have a break and give your eyes a rest. And he's like, no, then I wouldn't get it all done by 10:30.
Elijah, your teacher commented on how neat your desk was.
Yeah.
Said it was the neatest in the class. And the teacher questioned whether I had helped him set up his desk. And it was, but I hadn't. Elijah is just naturally very good at that kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. Have you had a chance, Elijah, to play with a dog during COVID?
No, sadly not.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
What about, have you gone out walking at all and seen any dogs out on walks?
Well, I've gone for a few bike rides with Dad, but I think that's it.
I think once we're out of isolation, the first thing we're going to do, I told Jared, is we're going to pop over to their house, pick up Pebbles and take Pebbles for a walk.
I'm sure Pebblishki is missing you too, Elijah.
Thank you, Elijah. Elijah's actually in the middle of a Zoom meeting with one of his classmates. They're working on a project. So I said, we'll only keep him for 5 minutes. So, Elijah, thank you so much. You are a delight to parent. I love you so much. And we appreciate you taking some time to share your goodness with us.
Thanks, Elijah.
Okay, bye.
So for our next guest in our Children of the Family episode, we've had Oliver and Emily, we had Elijah, and now I am super excited that we get to interview my nephew Ezekiel, who I call Ziggy, but also goes by Zeke. So hey, Zeke.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, I haven't.
But you listen to them, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
What's your favourite podcast, Zeke?
Well, I'm going to say Art of Decluttering.
Right answer.
You do actually listen to us, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So tell us about that, Zeke. Because neither Kirsty's nor my children listen to our podcast, but your mum, my sister Claire, keeps telling me that you listen all the time. Tell us what you do when you're listening.
Yeah, well, so mum told me and you told me that you had a podcast. And so I started to listen to it every night. And, like, I just get entertained by, like, what you guys talk about and stuff.
Are you enjoying the ISO episodes, bud?
Yeah.
That's so
Are you
cool.
learning more about your aunt than you wished you knew?
I'm learning a lot about my aunt, yes.
So you're not going to be a postie to her house anytime soon, are you?
No.
Oh, Ziki, you're the best. So
how old are you, Ziki?
Yes.
I'm 13.
And what year are you at high school?
I'm year 8 at the moment.
Oh, so at the moment. Is it going to change in a minute, is it?
Well, in a year, oh yeah.
So Ziggy and my Jessie are besties. And something Claire and I were very excited about is we've got them into the same high school. So Ziggy, you are the person that Jessie is missing the most in ISO. And he just wants to come over and hang out with you.
Yeah.
You want to hang out with him or is he just annoying?
No, I do want to hang out with him. Much funner.
Yeah.
So what has COVID-19 looked like for you, Zeke?
Well, at the start, I was like kind of excited to try out something new. And now that we're like getting into the middle of it in a way, I'm kind of going crazy.
Yeah. Is Miley and Jonah sending you crazy?
No, but they are going crazy about it. I think they're going more crazy than me.
Is it good being living on the same property as your nan and pa so that you've at least got more than just your immediate family to drive you insane?
Has.
Has pa been bringing you meals?
Mm-hmm, he has.
And I hear, Ziggy, that you and pa have been doing something a bit special, just the two of you.
Yeah, he's been helping me with a lot of my schoolwork.
So tell me, do you go up there every day or do you just call him if you've got questions? How's it working?
Yeah, I usually go up there if I'm a bit confused on my work because Mum's usually helping Miley and Jonas.
How much of a legend is Pa?
It was really good.
Did you listen to his episode the other day?
Yeah, I did. I listened to it last night.
Oh, that's
did
the best.
You laugh?
Yes, I did.
Were you there when he was recording it?
No, so I left as I set it up for him.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You so should for the, stayed and listened to the first recording as well as the second one because the first one, unfortunately, didn't record properly, but I think it was even better than the one that we did record.
So for those of you who are not up with it, my sister Claire and her husband Marika and their three kids live on the same property as my parents. So when we interviewed Dad the other day and he needed a little bit of tech help, I rang Ziggy and he went up and set up Dad's laptop for him. Or was it your laptop, Ziggy?
No, yeah, I had to use my laptop for it.
Because he doesn't have one probably.
Yeah, his is broken at the moment.
Yeah, see.
So, Zeke, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Auntie Sarah. I said to her, who's your favourite host of the Art of Decluttering?
Oh.
Only one of the hosts buys you Christmas presents.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with Auntie Amy.
Yeah!
Okay. That's fair enough. Do you find me funny too, though?
Yeah, I find you both funny.
How do you listen to us, Ziggy? Do you have a phone that you listen on or do you have like a...
So sometimes I use my speaker or I just use my iPad.
Ah, very good. Do you listen loud so the other kids can hear or is it pretty quiet?
No, it's pretty quiet. It's just in my room.
That's so cool.
And Zig, have you implemented anything that you've heard or do you just listen and not
I actually do learn a lot about decluttering. Like it stays there in my head, which is really good.
Cool. You're the best, Ezekiel. Oh my gosh, you're the best.
I don't know many 13-year-old kids who would be listening to us. So I think that we're going to have to get you back on to tell. In fact, I'm just going to ask you now and then maybe we'll see if you want to come back on. But if you could say one thing to all the other teenagers out there about why they should tune into the Art of Decluttering, what would you say to them?
Well, it's really good to declutter at like our age because I know for me, I'm getting a bit messy as I'm coming into the teenage years. And so it's good listening to the podcast and knowing what I should like be decluttering and stuff like that.
Oh my goodness.
You are and so
how
insightful.
Much is Arnie? I know, how much is Auntie Amy paying you to say that?
You know, Kirsty, we can't pay anyone to come on this podcast.
My kids asked me if they were going to get paid and I said I'd pay them.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
You're hilarious.
They were like, but, you know, you should pay us if we're going to do work for you.
You can't tell Ezekiel that or Elijah because neither of them are getting paid. Now I'm the dodgy auntie.
I can pay you, Ezekiel, with my love and affection.
Ziggy, I have one last question for you, and I want to know what's the most fun thing you've been doing in ISO?
So we got a basketball hoop for Easter, and so playing outside with my brother and sister has been really fun, playing basketball and on the trampoline and stuff like that. That's been really fun.
Yeah, you're very much an outdoorsy kid.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Ziggy, thank you so much. We have loved having our, I think probably qualifies as our youngest fan. Certainly the youngest, I don't know if you're a fan, but you certainly listen. Our youngest listener, come on. And it's always fun to chat to you, my friend. As soon as ISO is over, I will bring over your bestie, I promise.
Okay.
Oh, I so appreciate you, Zeke. Thank you so much for getting your brave on and hopping on our podcast with us today.
And you get to listen to yourself, buddy. Like on Saturday, you get to listen to yourself on the podcast with all your family around. So that's pretty cool.
But I totally understand, Zeke, if you don't want to listen to yourself because I hate listening to myself back as well.
You'll do it because you'll hear Elijah as well. So there'll be someone else you know on the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks, Zeke.
That's okay.
Thanks, buddy. All right. See you, gorgeous. Thank you so much. Bye.
That's all right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app. or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.